Hallelujah. What an honor to be here. Hallelujah. Especially because Jesus is here. Amen. And I honor him and give him glory. And I'm very grateful that he has given me this opportunity to stand before you to share the word. I always said, and I will continue to say, that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And I don't know how to speak, so, but you know what? Let him use whatever he wants. If he uses a donkey, he can use me. I believe that's for real. But I want to open in a word of prayer. Father God, I want to thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you that you are here, God. I want to thank you that your heart yearns for every single person sitting and standing in this auditorium. And I want to thank you, God, that tonight you're going to speak a word that will heal them, that will restore them, that will encourage them, and that will change them forever, God. And Father, I ask you, God, that you will touch my lips, God, that you will purify me, sanctify me, God, that I will be a vessel of honor and glory unto you, God. So use my mouth, use me, God, for your glory. Exalt your name above every name. And I come, Lord Jesus, and I ask you in this place, if there's anything that is coming against it, God, we break it in the name of Jesus. We take the authority and we cast out any lying spirit, any confusion, any distraction, any sickness. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Jesus, for you are the Lord of all in here. In your name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite you to open this amazing book. I always want to ask, how many Bibles do we have in here? Lift it up. This is the book that will set you free. There's power in this book, and the devil doesn't want you to read it. So I encourage you to open it daily, whatever it may be. If you have to listen to with your cell phone, if you have to hear it through a CD, listen. Listen to the word of God, because it has power to restore you and to change you. And I would like to invite you to go into the book of 2 Kings. Book of 2 Kings. Chapter 4, and the title of my message is Shut the Door and Expect Miracles. Shut the door and expect miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And the word of God reads as follows. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house, put a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There's no other vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." Hallelujah. This story touches me as many stories of the Bible, because in this book, we find stories of people just like you and me, with a lot of struggles, with failures, with a lot of difficult situations. And yet, everyone that seeks God first, gets an answer. And tonight, I don't know you. I don't know what is your state, but I'm telling you, Jesus Christ has the answer for your situation, and he is the only one who can restore you, who can set you free. And a lot of people have suggestions, but when I'm telling you that Jesus has the answer, he has the answer to set you free. So I'm going to invite you to pay attention to what God is going to speak to you tonight. This story talks about a woman. She was a widow. And I believe in my mind that she didn't plan to be a widow. You don't just get married to have your husband die or your spouse. But I see that she had married a man who knew about God because his parents of these men were prophets. And she heard about God. She got married to this man, and they had two beautiful children. But unfortunately, tragedy struck the home, and this woman lost her husband. And I want you to understand that she went through a very difficult time. Think about you loving someone so much, somebody that is so close to you, and the next day the person is dead. The pain, the agony, the panic that this woman went through, the suffering, the discouragement, the sadness. And tonight, maybe you are one like her. Maybe you lost someone that you love very dearly, and you're grieving because of that person is gone. Other instances, maybe the person is not dead, but the person has taken a decision not to love you anymore. And the person left you. And now you feel abandoned. You feel sad. You're with panic. You cannot sleep at night. You're suffering. And you're wondering, why is this taking place? And now you're lonely, destitute. And this particular woman, she had two children that she needed to take care. So the situation was very severe. And especially in that culture, because in that culture, usually the men was the one who would bring the income into the house. The women will take care of the children. They will stay home. But the men will work and bring the money. But at this point, there was no more husband. There was no more income into the house. And I would imagine what a mother with her two kids would do. They would do anything in their power to be able to feed the children. So I imagine her grabbing the chairs and start selling whatever she had. She had to sell her clothes, the bed, to be able to feed the children. Then everything was gone. And then she had to go to a creditor and ask, can you please lend me some money? And maybe that was a temporary fix. She maybe had the money of the rent for that month. But then the time came when the creditor said, you need to pay me back. And she had no one to go. She had no income. And I don't know if you ever been like that, when you are not with a job, when you don't have an income, and you are so stressed out, worried, and concerned, especially if you have children. The worst of the case of this woman is that not only she had no money, but now this creditor was coming, and he was about to take her two precious children to make them slaves. This was a terrible situation that she was going through. And when I'm thinking about slavery, I also think about a condition that many people have nowadays, and that is called sin. Jesus said in the Word that he who commits sin is slave to sin. And you may wonder, but what is sin? I don't understand this thing about sin. But I'm coming to tell you today that sin is every action that you and I do against God. Anything that will come and offend the holiness of God. Anything that would be against who the nature of God is. God is holy. God is righteous. God is precious. And when we come and offend him, that's what we're calling sin. The Bible says that God created men, humankind. He created unto his image. He made us perfect. There was not a problem And God had already given us a free choice. We could take whatever decision. The men and the women were in a garden, and God told them, you can eat of everything that you can find in this garden, except from this tree. Do not touch it. Do not eat, because from the moment that you eat from this tree, you shall die. But the devil came, and he deceived the men and the women, and he told them, did God really say that? Meaning that perhaps God was trying to hide some truth from them and that they knew better. To disobey God would be the best choice. And the Bible says that women saw the fruit and it looked attractive. It looked good for the eye to eat and also for it to eat. And she took the fruit, ate, and shared with her husband. And that's how disobedience came into the world. And the Bible says, because of that, sin entered into the world. Few years later, one of her sons killed another son, and you can see from now then all the destruction. That's what sin does into our life. Just like this woman with her children, them becoming enslaved. That's how it is. Sin enslaves you. You don't want to do what you have to do. Something is binding you. Something is tormenting you. This is the situation that this woman had. The Bible says in his word that Jesus came and gave his life for you and for me. There was no way we could make it to God. There was no hope. We were in a hopeless state. But God made a way. He came and he gave his life. He came and every single thing that you have done that is evil, every single thing that you have done when you have betrayed somebody, Jesus came and paid the price for absolutely everything that we have done. He being just, he gave his life, suffered on the cross. They put nails in his hands. They tormented him. They beat him up. But the Bible says that on the third day, he rose from the dead. And now he's sitting at the side of the Father. And I thank God for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the hope that we have when we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. In this case, with this woman, she had nothing. And as many like you and me, when we have a tragedy, when we have a trial, a temptation, a moment of difficulty, unfortunately, many of us do not take the best decision, which is to go to Jesus, to go to God for help. And we try to do our own thing. And I don't know how did this woman got into debt. I don't know if it was her husband who got her into debt. I don't know about that. But we know that she was in a very, very serious situation. But I love the word of God. And I love how this woman didn't stay there. She thought about God. She thought about the men of God. And the Bible says that she went and looked for Elijah. Elijah was just like a type of Jesus Christ, a type of connecting to God, because he was a man who would listen from the Lord. She came all the way and looked for him. And I love the scripture that as soon as she started talking to him, the words that came out of his mouth is, what can I do for you? And tonight, Jesus is asking you, what can I do for you? I don't know your situation. I don't know the struggle that you're going right now. But God, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, knows exactly the situation that you're struggling. Our brother, he was sharing with us that he was battling depression, anxiety, insomnia. These situations, this is a reality. And a lot of people now, they are facing the same situation. But I come to tell you tonight that Jesus Christ, who is in this place right now, he is able to deliver you. He is able to set you free. And he is able to heal you if you will let him in. Hallelujah. The word of God says that she came to the man and he said to her, what can I do for you? Jesus Christ is a God of relationships. He knows already what is your situation, but he wants you to express to him how you feel. He wants to hear from you telling him, Jesus, this is what I am struggling with. The woman came and he told her, can you please tell me what is it that you have in your house? And she said, sir, I don't have anything except a little jar of oil. And I thought, why is it that she has sold everything, but this little jar of oil was still standing in there? And I'll tell you, when we're talking about oil, we always typify it with the Holy Spirit. I thank God that she had not yet gotten rid of that oil, because she had no idea that that precious oil that she had in there, that perhaps she didn't value, was going to be the very vehicle that was going to set her free. And tonight, I'm telling you, the very vehicle that will set you free is Jesus Christ. There's no other way but Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The prophet came and told this woman, he said, go to all your neighbors and gather a lot of vessels, as many as you can. And he said, and come into your house with your children and shut the door and start pouring out the oil. And I was just so intrigued and I was so touched, because I thought, this woman could have said, excuse me, what is it that I'm going to be doing? Pouring out oil? But this is just a little jar, and you want me to bring empty vessels? I don't understand. But I tell you what, Jesus Christ is a God of miracles. Jesus Christ can do anything. He is God. He can open the eyes of the blind. He can make the mute to speak. He can tell the paralytic to walk up, and he can raise the dead. That is the Jesus that we serve. And I tell you, if he's able to do that, who is telling you that God cannot set you free from your situation? Of course God is able. He is the creator of the world. He is able. There's absolutely nothing impossible. And God today is telling you that he is able to set you free from whatever situation you're facing tonight. Hallelujah. But there's something very interesting that it touched my heart when I was reading. And it was that she was supposed to have vessels. She needed to carry all those vessels. And you know, in the village where she lived, she got a lot of vessels that were empty. There were other jars that had other stuff that she couldn't carry, because the prophet told him specifically, these vessels need to be empty. You see, in order for God to do a change in your life, we need to be empty. God is not sharing his glory with anything else. You can say, well, I want God, I want a miracle, but I need to keep this stuff that is mine. But God says, no, you need to be empty. You need to be empty of yourself. You need to be empty of your philosophies of life. You need to be empty of your thoughts, your way of processing things that you think you're right. I'll tell you, if whatever you're having in your vessel doesn't match with the word of God, God is telling you to throw it away. You need to throw it away. Hallelujah. She came and she picked up all the vessels that were empty. And the Bible says that she and her children got into the house and they shut the door. How important when you shut the door. Because you know what? If she had opened the door and let everybody see, people with unbelief will have come and say, hey, what are you doing? You ridiculous lady. You crazy. A lot of lying people, a lot of confusing spirits will have come. Unbelief, distractions. But you know what? If you really are desperate, if you really want a miracle in your life, you need to shut the door. You need to come and say, any influence of the enemy, I shut it down in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not of God, I shut it out. And that was her. That was her decision to come and close the door. She obeyed the prophet. A lot of people want to do things halfway. They want God to change them. They want God to heal them. Pero they don't want to shut the door. They want to still be with the world. They want to still get involved with their old friends, with their old patterns of behavior, their old conduct. And they think that they can have God in that. But God says, no, shut the door. And when this woman shut the door, the miracles started happening. And it's so beautiful because God could have just made a lot of oil over there. But you know what? She was eyewitness with her children as she was pouring out onto those vessels. And she could see all of them being full. And then they would put it on the side and fill the next one and the next one. And I tell you, I said to Jesus, Jesus, empty me of myself, anything that is not of you, and fill me with your presence. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. You see, the presence of God, when he is inside of you, he's like the oil. I was looking and checking what kind of oil it said, and it says that usually that oil was fragrant. And you know, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, when he's within us, every area of your life that is rough, every area that is hard, the oil comes and soothes. The Holy Spirit will come and heal and soothe all those areas in your life that the enemy has come to destroy. All these areas that have been hurt, hurts from the past that are over there, that maybe you are hiding inside. The Holy Spirit within you will come and cleanse, purify you, and refresh you, and moisturize your body inside out. That's what the presence of God does. And the Bible says that she shut the door. And I wanted to know what shut the door meant. And I looked into the Hebrew. And I was so touched to find out that shutting means to surrender. And I tell you, Jesus says, surrender everything to me. Let me come into you and I will set you free. It means to surrender. It means to deliver up. It means to give up. You know yourself what are the areas that you're struggling. God is saying to you, give it over. Hand it to me. I will take care of it. I will come and restore you. I will come and heal you. You're not going to be the same. If you shut the door and stay with me, I will change you. I will transform you. And I will make you new. Hallelujah. I love the fact that she filled all these vessels. And then she said, pass me the other. Because you see, that's my God. He wants to continue filling you, changing you, transforming you. But there were no other vessels. And I'll tell you, I feel sorry for all those other vessels that never got full because they had other stuff, you know? And I don't want to be one of those vessels. Oh, no. I want to be filled with the presence of God. I want to be set apart. She said that every vessel, she put it apart when they were full. And I wanted to look and see what it meant to be set apart. And he says to start a journey. And I'll tell you, when you have Jesus Christ in your heart, when you have the Holy Spirit, you are now living in the supernatural. You're in a journey with Jesus, no longer living in this world. Yes, you eat and drink and sleep. But you know what? Your eyes and your vision are heavenly because we know that we live here for a time. And then we have a heavenly home only for those who give their heart to Jesus. But again, you have to shut the door. You have to let the Holy Spirit come in here. And you have to surrender. That's what God is looking, surrender. I love how this woman came after all this miracle that her children, you see, the children were involved. They were going to become slaves. This was a family matter in here. And after they came, the Bible says that they went to the prophet. She went to the prophet and told him everything. And he said, go and sell this oil. Now, you can imagine what kind of oil it was. I have a friend here in the church that tells me about these little oils. And they're like, this little thing very expensive. And I'm thinking, jars of oil, my goodness. The flowers and precious oil. Precious oil. Oil from the heavenly places. Nobody, everybody wanted to buy the oil because it's like, this is real good. It's not compared to any other oil. And the prophet said, go sell it. Pay your debts. And live with the rest. And I tell you, there's someone who paid your price for all the debts. And I tell you, he didn't pay it with oil. He paid it with his precious blood. And that is Jesus Christ, who we're honoring today. So I tell you, you're worried, you're concerned about these situations. Well, I have good news. You're pay free. There's no debts anymore. Jesus has already paid for you. But there's a lot of people, and the devil tell you, no, I'm going to have you bound for the rest of your life. But no, it is not truth. But if you don't come to Jesus, if you don't come and surrender to him, you will definitely continue in bondage. But Jesus has already made a way. He has already opened the door. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. So today is the day that God is telling you, come unto me, surrender, give your life to me, and I will make you new. I will refresh you. I will strengthen you. I will make you a new person. I was watching a little video, and I saw all these chickens getting ready to be killed, and they were pushing, and the chickens didn't know. They were just getting pushed and pushing. These machines got the chickens killed. And I was like, wow, these chickens didn't know they were going to die. But it was tons of chickens, like they were being pushed. And I mean, I know I eat chicken, but I, you too. Mom, be telling me you're a vegetarian. I seen you. But I'm telling you, it was lots of chickens being pushed. But then I thought, sadly, but truthful, there's a lot of people that are being pushed right now and falling into hell because they don't have Jesus. And because they think and they continue living, but they don't know that tomorrow they're going to be dead. Those chickens had no idea, but tomorrow they were dead. And today I'm telling you, you cannot say that, oh, I have for a couple of years. It's not true. Tomorrow can be your last day. Let's face it. Let's be real. So I'm telling you today, you don't have enough time. You can say, well, let me wait till I graduate. No. You are here alive. Today is the day of salvation, and you better take advantage of that. God is giving you an opportunity. Tomorrow is not promised to you. So I'll tell you, you may say, well, you know what? I'm a good person. I'll tell you, your goodness, whatever good you think you have, it is it's compared to a dirty rag unto the eyes of God. There's no goodness about you to be able to catch up with God and say, well, God, look, I never killed anybody. No, no, no. The Bible says if you see a man or a woman with lust, you're already a sinner. If you say one lie, you already sinned. You already sinned. The paycheck you get with sin is death. But Jesus said, the gift that I give you is eternal life. So tonight I want to invite you. This is a serious invitation. I want to invite you to come here to the front. And I want to invite you to come and surrender to Jesus. Say, God, I don't know how to deal with this situation. I don't know how to deal with this behavior, with this pattern, with these things that I'm struggling. I give it to you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, change me, restore me, and make me new. And I tell you, God is going to make miracles in your life. As soon as you open your mouth and say, God, come into me, a miracle will happen in your life. Because when you let the Holy Spirit come into your life, he changes you. He transforms you. He makes you a new person. You're no longer the same. No longer the same. And God wants to do that for you. Your time is limited. Your time is limited. This is a serious decision. Come. Because tomorrow, it can be too late. My pastor was sharing one time that he preached. He was eating in a restaurant around here. And one person dropped dead right in front on the side of where he was. See, you're here today. Tomorrow you're gone. I tell you, the best decision you can do tonight is to receive Jesus. So if you're not sure if you ever received it, if you don't know, come. Hey, with this stuff, I don't want to be playing around. I want to make sure I'm going with Jesus. I know if I die right now, I'm going with Jesus. I'm happy. I can't wait to be with him. But how about you? I want to see you. I want to be able to see you and that we will remember that we were here because this life is short. So as the musicians come, I want to invite you to come into here. And who cares about my friend? Is he here? I'm embarrassed. No, this is about life and death. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody steal what God has already given to you. This is free. This is available. Take advantage tonight. Come into the front. Amen. As the musicians come and sing. In the stand, please. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, God. And you know, I do know also that God wants to make miracles tonight. I know he wants to heal people that are with sickness right now. So I'm going to also invite you. If you're dealing with a sickness, he is able. Okay? He is able to restore you. If you believe, there's nothing impossible for the Father. So even if you're in the congregation, as we pray, after we pray for people to receive the Lord, I'm going to also invite you to pray and to take your healing, because God is going to heal you today. He will do it because it's him. And he wants to do it. Amen. And for you that have come to receive the Lord as your personal Savior, I'm going to invite you to repeat after me. Amen. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for loving me, for creating me, and for saving me from destruction. Tonight, I want to invite you to come into my heart. I ask you, Jesus, that you will fill me with your presence, that you will heal every area of my heart, every wound from the past, and that you will make me a new person. I ask you, Jesus, that you will baptize me with your Holy Spirit, that you will open my eyes to see you and open my ears to hear from you. Teach me to walk with you and train me in your word. And spare me, Lord Jesus, from these times that we're going ahead. Protect me, Lord Jesus, and seal me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and for giving your life. In your name I pray. Amen. And now if you're sick, you know who you are. Lift up your hand if you're sick. Lift it up. It's okay. It is okay. I always share and tell people that I was born with arthritis. Juvenile, they told me I was going to be handicapped when I would turn 12. But Jesus said, no. No. He said, no. Enough is enough. And God knows many of you are struggling with pain and you feel like, wow, you have forgotten. I'll tell you, Jesus has not forgotten about you. Oh, no, no. No, he hasn't. And he's going to touch you today. Father God, I come before you right now, God. And I present these beautiful people that you love so much, God. Father, I ask you, God, that you will touch them right now. Holy Spirit, I ask you that the oil of the power of the Holy Spirit will come and descend upon everyone in here right now, God. Father, I ask you that you will touch them right now, God. That you will heal them, Father God. Oh, Father, start changing bodies, God. Father, take away any cancer, any sickness, Father God, in the stomach, in the lungs, God, in their bodies, Lord Jesus, in their muscles, God. Father, I ask you that you will make new organs right now, God. I come against any sickness. I come against any cancer, any attack of the enemy. I come up against any oppression, any depression, any discouragement, anything that will try to destroy these beautiful people, God. Father, they are yours, God. And the enemy needs to be removed, Father God. I ask you that you will heal them, that you will strengthen them, God, and that you will make them whole right now, God. So as we pray, God, we receive it. Come on, open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. I receive it. Say, I receive it. I claim this healing for my body. Hallelujah. We claim it, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Pour your spirit. Baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Fill them with your presence, God. And we thank you that you are here tonight to do it, Lord Jesus, as you walk among the congregation. We bless you, God. And let's go ahead and just give a clap to Jesus. He's worthy.